I'm not sure if this recorder will pick up that buzzing that's going on above my head. I'm just going to move out of the way because I'm about 3.5 feet underneath a bee's nest. And that bee's nest is actually a masonry bee's nest. And it's been here, well, for longer than I have, that's for sure. They're very industrious, and I can see hundreds of them literally in and out of a really tiny little hole in the side of the sitting room window. What's really important to me is that the bees have got plenty to eat. So in my garden, wherever possible, I literally plant as many nectar-rich plants as possible. So I've got a huge honeysuckle that's climbing right up to the side of the house. I've got flowers all over the vegetable garden. We've got marigolds growing. I've got strawberry plants all over the place. We've got comfrey and borage in the garden. We've also got pansies and chives and cornflowers. In fact, I think if you grow your own fruit and vegetables and you have got space for edible flowers as well, then that will really add to the salad selection, and you can just throw edible flowers over your salad and it makes for a really, really interesting and colourful texture and flavour in your dish. If you have got masonry bees in your garden, they are equally as important as honeybees because they do a job just as effectively of pollinating all of the different edibles all around, and we can't do without them. So it is really, at this time of year, if you go out into the garden centres and you see things in flower, then they are the kind of things that you can buy. But I think, from talking to various bee people, the two most difficult times of year are actually the very beginning of the year and the very end of the year, when really food sources can be quite short. So if you're like me, you've got tons and tons of ivy all over the garden, don't pull it down, because those ivy flowers are the last flowers available to them before the bees have to hibernate away for the winter. And if you have got the chance coming up this autumn, plant lots of spring flowering bulbs, things like crocuses, things like bluebells, and my other favourite, which is snowdrops. Of course, I'm just thinking at the moment as well as I'm talking, tulips, they're very pretty, but they're not actually terribly bee-friendly because they don't produce nectar. So do have a look at what spring flowering bulbs are friendly to your bees, because right now, yes, food is plentiful. There's stuff all around them. They are spoilt for choice in my garden, for sure. But at the other ends of the garden, gardening year, it's definitely, definitely worth putting a little bit of thought into what you are going to be planting later on in the season.